So that brings up a couple points. And one query that Anne has as part of this write-up is, do you have an age threshold to treat with chemo? So she was 81. How about 91?
Done it.
What is there an age threshold where you wouldn't do it? What's the oldest patient you've given chemo to?
Performance status threshold. So the oldest person I've ever treated, I don't know if Watson would have let me do this, was 94. But excellent shape. You could argue, what's the point? But patient wanted treatment and did not want to be remanded to some automatic palliative approach, which, frankly, that patient's pulmonologist had sent them to.
You know, it's interesting, Dave, too. This comes up in all our programs, every single tumor type, the 85, the 90, the 95-year-old. But when you're looking at a short-term, really poor prognosis, and you look at the natural history, the longevity of a 90-year-old person who's otherwise healthy, a lot of them do survive 5 years, and they're going to die of their lung cancer. Do you agree with this concept of just looking at performance status? I mean, would you give chemo to a person over age 90?
So organ function and performance status, I think, is really the driver here. And there are new tests, actually, for elderly patients' performance that may be a little more quantitative than performance status. I just heard a presentation where they just tested the patient's ability, how long it took them to stand up from a chair and walk 10 feet. Very simple. And that was far better correlated with their outcomes to therapy than a physician assessment of performance status just talking to the patient. So I think it is not a good idea to use age alone, but some metric of performance.
Corey?
So my in-office test is, can they get on the exam table on their own? They can do that. No matter what my fellows told me the performance status is, that's usually an indicator that they probably can get specific treatment. I mean, they're very comprehensive, types of the CGS and other metrics, many of which are incredibly cumbersome. There are adapted approaches where you use just a set number of questions and performance activities to do a comprehensive geriatric assessment. Obviously, we need simpler instruments, something that can be done quickly and accurately and very predictively. But I'm a big proponent of echoing Dave's thought that performance status and organ function really are the main determinants.
Mark?
Just a quick comment. The time get up and go is a hugely predictive and easy to do test and underutilized. The other thing you can do is you can do it on repeated exams so you can get some kind of idea. You know, Mrs. Jones is not doing well today. You do it again and you see that there's a deterioration or not. It's really, really helpful. It just, you know, takes a few seconds. I fully agree with the comments before. There is no age that is predictive, except there probably is one, and that is cisplatin. I think over the age of 70, it is a really very, very special person that can take cisplatin. So I think whenever I see that, I think very, very hard about whether or not it's doable. Let's be honest, it is our toughest drug. The core problems of it are very hard to palliate, you know, just feeling lousy, feeling tired, and it does hit harder. If you look at all the literature about side effects of chemotherapy in the elderly, everything is a little worse. Nothing is 100% predictive, but everything is a little worse. Is that, Corey, you would?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but cisplatin I'd be careful about. And what I do then is, just as if somebody had hearing loss or renal function, I go on the best drug I could possibly give or combination with that restriction, just kind of using that as another characteristic that would make me not choose a drug like neuropathy or whatever.
What about single agent versus doublet, Corey? There are trials out there looking at that in the elderly.
So probably the definitive trial that really has informed our approach is the QUA effort, which compared monthly carbo with weekly taxane, in this case paclitaxel, to sort of single agent du jour. It was either vinorelbine or gemcitabine, either of which was equivalent, and certainly vinorelbine previously had been better than best supportive care. And that trial showed about a 4-month improvement in median survival, about a 20% improvement in 1-year survival rates, acceptable toxicity, certainly by Western standards. And this included individuals between the ages of 70 and 90, including PS2. And when you look at the forest plots, the survival benefits were seen for both the young old, 70 to 80, and then the older old, 80 to 90, as well as both performance status groups.